One of the most famous Gemaras in Shas is the Gemara in Tainis Daf Chav Beis, that it says that one Amora used to meet Eliyahu HaNavi in the Shuk, in the marketplace. It says he was Rogel. He used to meet him often there. And one time he asked him, can you show me who's a Ben Olam Haba in this marketplace? So first Eliyahu said, I can't find anyone. Then he came back and said, oh, over there there's somebody. So it says he ran after that person. He asked that person, what do you do? Then it says a little while later, Eliyahu HaNavi told him, there's another two people that are B'nai Olam Haba. So he ran, this Amora ran after those two people, and he asked them, what do you do? And they said, we're Bat Chanim. We're Bat Chanim. We're people that we make people happy. So first of all, I want to add a couple of words that are not so well known. The Gemara doesn't just say they were Bat Chanim, which sounds like, okay, most people are not Bat Chanim. This Gemara doesn't apply to me. That's not what the Gemara says. The Loshna Gemara is, they said, we are Inshe Beduche Anan, we're Bat Chanim, Umisamchinon Atzivi. When we see someone who's depressed, we see someone who's sad, we go make them happy. So that doesn't mean, Dafka, that your profession has to be a Bat Chanim. That means that you see that somebody's down, you see someone's lonely, you see someone's depressed, you go and you cheer them up, you show them some friendship. That means being a Bat Chanim. That means being a Ben Olam Haba. But I want to share with you something that's something incredible. On this Gemara, in Tainis Daf Chav Beis, someone there, whoever wants, can go look it up. There's a Gilyon HaShas over there on Tainis Chav Beis Aleph, which is a goyis of a goyner be kiveger on the Gemara. Kiveger says over there, he still sue from the Sefer Teres Chaim in Sanhedrin Daf Peches Amid Beis. The Teres Chaim is a very early Achron. Rabbi Kveger is stelling tzu. Rabbi Kveger is saying you should look up this Teres Chaim in Sanhedrin Daf Peches. And I happen to assume that many people listening to this share now probably are bothered by the Teres Chaim's obvious question. He says, what does that mean, Eliyahu HaNavi couldn't find anyone who's a Ben Olam Haba? We know that the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba. Every Yid has a Chelik in Olam Haba. So what does that mean? Eliyahu HaNavi had to pick out these couple people, these two people who made seeing people happy. These are the special people that are B'nai Olam Haba. The Teres Chaim says something which is like almost frightening. The Teres Chaim says as follows. He says, of course, every Yid is a Ben Olam Haba. So everyone could relax, he says. Every Yid is a Ben Olam Haba. He says, but in order to become a Ben Olam Haba, a Yid has to go through many things. And like he says, a person has to go through Rachman al-Tzlan Gehenim first, until he gets to being a Ben Olam Haba. He has to go through certain Chibot HaKever. It says, Oinshim, that a person goes through in their Kever, Rachman al-Tzlan. A person has to go through certain punishments in this world. All these things a person has to get through. At the end of the day, Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lehem Chelik L'Olam Haba. After they finish going through everything, they end up in Olam Haba. Zok the Heilige Teres Chaim. He asked Eliyahu HaNavi, I want to know who's a Ben Olam Haba that doesn't have to go through pain. Who's a Ben Olam Haba that doesn't have to go through Einshim? That doesn't have to go through Gehenim and Chibat HaKever? Who's a Ben Olam Haba now, the way he is, right now? So Eliyahu HaNavi told him, dear, I found someone. Someone who makes another Yid happy. Someone who takes someone who's depressed and sad, and he brings joy to that Yid. He says, that's a person who's a Ben Olam Haba while he's alive. He doesn't need any punishments. He doesn't need any pain, any Suri Gehenim to lead him to Olam Haba. He's a Ben Olam Haba right now. Exactly the way he is. This is so awe-inspiring, that Rabbi Kveger tells the tzu on the Gemara. Those that don't know how to learn, when they learn Rabbi Kveger telling something, tzu is telling you to look up this Teres Chaim in Sanhedrin to see this Teres Chaim inside, how powerful it is. And I want to end with this thing I've said over many times, said over about by Chayni Amagel, how Chayni Amagel, without going through the whole thing, we've said this over many times, and everybody knows it, that Chayni Amagel said, that when he saw that no one recognized who he was and they didn't give him cover after he woke up all those years, he said that he can't live. he can't live. And he asked that his life should be taken away. And the Gemara says over there, also in the Gemara in Tainus, that it says over there that Amar Rava, Rava says, Hainu de Amri Enshi. This is what people say. Oy chavrusa, oy mitsusa. Either I have friendship, I have someone, Rashi says, that gives me recognition, gives me friendship, shows me friendship, shows me respect, or else I would rather death. And I once said this over there, Rav Shach used to tell people, he used to say that I can't understand that a bocher once came to me, Rav Shach said, and he wanted to know what he should do to be Isaac in Chesed. I want to do Chesed. I sit and I learn in yeshiva the whole day. I do Torah. I daven the whole day. Torah, Avodah. But I'm missing Chesed. Rav Shach said, I can't believe it. He says, I know how many bochum there are depressed in yeshiva that feel they have no friends. I know how many people that are lonely in yeshiva. They're feeling a time of death, Rav Shach said. The greatest chesed is to take someone who's ba'atzvis, take someone who's sad, and to go put joy in his heart, to go put ahead 5 minutes of your supper time, take away 5 minutes from your learning, and say a good joke. And yes, I'll tell you, I mentioned this then. I know someone who has a son who's a geschmack boy, and he told me every Friday he tells this to his son. How are you learning? Are you looking out for a bachar that needs a word? Are you looking out for a bachar that needs a kind word, that needs some friendship? And especially when this man starts in the beginning, there are people that even if they're good, they don't get the recognition they're used to getting in old yeshivas. Are you on the lookout? And he always, the person told me that he tells his son, over here, it's a din of sofik nefoshes lahachmir. It's a question of sofik bekuach nefesh. Don't say, well, I don't know if he's depressed. I don't know if he's depressed. When it comes with a sofik of oy chavrusa oy misusa, it's a question of life and death. Now that we're looking for schusim. We want to have a year, Amir Tashem, of Tofshin Pei Aleph. We want to have a year that we're Bnei Olam Haba without pain, without tsar, without yisurim, without any yisuri gehenna, without any yisuri Olam Haza. Let us all grab on to this Eitzah. What the Gemara, what Elyonavi told him, that you're a Ben Olam Haba now, without any pain, without any yisurim, without anything. If you go and you look for a lonely, sad person and give them simcha in their heart.